The first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, I think in some ways this is probably one of the most misunderstood passages in Scripture that I can think of off the top of my head. Well, it's among the most misunderstood. Because he makes it sound like, well, here's how you know. All you gotta do is ask people, you know, you go, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? You say, yes, well, then you must be of God. Well, that spirit is of God. The spirit that confesses those things. All right, but the idea is if, it's by comparison. Whoever denies that is not of God. So to be of God, you have to affirm that. But, it, you know, if you affirm one fact, Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, but then in all your other works, you deny him. You know, I think of the scriptures where it says, you know, with their mouths, they show much love, you know. And with their mouths, they say things. But again, he doesn't say any mouth that confesses, because every mouth is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, is come in the flesh. Because there were those in the time of even the apostles who began to deny that Jesus Christ was a flesh and blood human being. They began to say that he was a pure spirit from the beginning, and you know that he wasn't really human. They were denying the humanity of the Son of God. And this is Antichrist. But that was for that time. You know, I don't really see a lot of Gnosticism running around. Though, you know, with the people who don't believe the scriptures, it's some of the biblical scholars. Oh, they love those Gnostic gospels and the teachings of the Gnostics on this and that. Because for some reason, I don't know. Well, you know, they haven't. It's interesting because some of these people who are critics of the Bible have this notion that is somewhat accurate that the people who we think of as being in charge of Christianity somehow became lost along the way. You know, the bishops who eventually turned the church over. Well, I won't say turned the church over, but who married themselves to the temporal powers, to the emperor. You know, that the men who did that, that they couldn't somehow be the disciples of Jesus, right? And somewhere along the way, things got lost. So they go look to the Gnostic Gospels and so on and so forth. And thinking, and many times it's interesting to me that people who don't believe the Bible think that somehow, that what the Catholic Church, the sins of the Catholic Church are somehow, because they justify themselves by the scriptures, they somehow think that the scriptures condone those things. But to me, it's just they're in blackness, they're in darkness, and obviously they can't understand the truth, so everything is just confused. And they just sort of add to this confusion that swirls around the Word of God. This confusion which swirls around God himself, because there's all, I mean, if you deny that there's this almost black cloud through which no eye can pierce of man, the only way you can find God is if he reveals himself to you. Even with the Bible, even with all the religiosity, even with all the men on TV, all the radio programs, all the internet stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff out there, and it just adds to the confusion. Even me, I think I'm telling the truth, but really, for a lot of people, I'm just more confusion. Because they can't pick out the true signal. You know, unless you're tuned into the right station, you know, all you hear is static. And I'm just more background noise. But still, you know, the Spirit of God is must confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Which means it is in denial of those who would say that Jesus was pure spirit or that he was not real. So that's of God. But that doesn't mean that that person is either a Christian, or what it means is just whatever spirit is confessing. See, it's a question of, does the spirit's confessing one thing or the other? You know what I mean? The spirit is either saying that Jesus has not come in the flesh or Jesus is come in the flesh. The spirit that says Jesus has come in the flesh, that's of God. So all teachings pertaining to any spirit that says otherwise are antichrist. Now, spirits that don't pertain to that subject aren't judged by this. Like if someone's saying, they're saying all kinds of other things, and then you just pop the question, well, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? That's not the subject. It's for you to know between that, the difference that, you know what I mean, to discern between those two things. Is he come in the flesh, or is he just pure spirit, or not come in the flesh? You understand, this is to discern between a single subject. You can't just pop this in any situation. Like, you know, you go to someone who's teaching some other false doctrines, right? And you say, well, is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? And they say, well, they're of God. Well, that's of God. But as to what the rest are saying, you have to judge on the individual case. And see, I think that some people have thought that this is some sort of a litmus test for what's of God and what's not of God. It's not a litmus test. As far as a litmus test is a test where you put it in and it gives you a positive or negative result. But it does, but only for what, and it is a litmus test in a sense of for that question. Is it an acid or is it a base? You know? A litmus paper is this paper that is used in science, and it reacts differently with different chemicals. And a litmus test is one that will give you either a positive or a negative result. You know, I took some science courses in high school. You know, I'm not an expert on these things, okay? But I understand what a litmus test is. Now, it is used in the sense, like politically they used it, is an abortion a litmus test for being on the Supreme Court? Meaning whether or not you're going to appoint the justice, irregardless of everything else, on this one question. Do you, and that would be, and that's the sense I mean that this is not that. You can't say someone, a person is of God. You know what I mean? It says the spirit that confesses that is of God, as opposed to the spirit that does not confess that. I hope I'm making this clear. It is somewhat,